Final bill for today, and we've got approximately four minutes before our time has run out. I'd like to recognize Senator Dotzer for Senate Study Bill 3162.
Your committee of Dotzer, Black, and Chapman recommend passage. I know you're hinting to me strongly about, you know, how excited I could get about this, the Iowa Speedway. But there's a lot to be excited about this bill. What this bill does is it, because of the change in ownership, ownership is no longer have Iowa owners. It's owned by NASCAR. And we passed in 2005 an incentive that would allow the track to recoup the 5% sales tax on goods and services sold only at the track, with the remaining 2% staying in your local communities and our schools. Because of the lack of Iowa ownership, this incentive, you know, and I really look at it as a performance-based incentive. They had to sell goods and services in order to collect it. This incentive needed to be have a change in the law so that NASCAR could receive some additional resources or these resources in order to make significant improvements at the track. It was $12.5 million or 10 years, whichever came first. Over those period of time, since 2005, only $3.5 million have been rebated, which means that they're about $9 million worth of sales, of 5% sales tax unused. So this bill would allow NASCAR to receive that and changes the date extends the time period, the expiration date, to 2026. So it would give them basically about the same amount of time that the original track had. Let me say this about this track. I've heard people offer questions about, you know, when we're having a hard time finding resources for important issues that we all stand up for, whether it be mental health or school or education, why would you give a company that certainly has a lot of resources this rebate? And it's a fair question. NASCAR saw a real value in the Iowa Speedway, but not because of its performance, because over the years it has lost revenue, and we're all aware of that. And NASCAR knows that this track, which they are calling the fastest short track on the planet, because it is, has tremendous potential for growth and growth in our state. And I'm an individual that always talks about we're in a war for talent, and the state of Iowa is in a war. And we need to make sure that we have positive entertainment venues that Iowans can enjoy. And Iowa is a place to race. We've got the Knoxville Speedway, which that is world-renowned on the Knoxville Nationals. And with NASCAR being in Newton, the Iowa Speedway, people around the country are talking about it. This track is generating revenues. It's helping our economy and has a lot to do with it, with the future of the economy in the state of Iowa. NASCAR is operating this as it's a separate company, and they have to make it profitable. And their new director of that track, Jimmy Small, a young man who's got great ideas, he's planning on having additional events and making sure that this track realizes its full potential in the state of Iowa. So I'm pretty excited about this, Senator Bochum, and I know that I still got a minute left or two, but I got to you know, make sure that my colleagues can ask some questions. So I'll stop right there.
Thank you, Senator Dotzer. Senator Black.
Thank you. The Outdoor Recreation Resources Review Commission did a study that showed that destination tourism was the absolute key to success. All I have to do is look at Knoxville, where you have people from foreign countries each year that come in great numbers to see those races. then you think about, as relates to the Iowa Speedway, with the word NASCAR, and the fact that they and the drivers are acknowledging this to be the fastest short track in the nation, no question. The end result is a great number of people that come to Iowa and they spend their money, and they don't spend it necessarily in Newton to any great extent, because Newton's limited when it comes to restaurants and motels. You will find right now for the races that are set up this summer that the you absolutely will not find a motel room in Iowa City. And they love Des Moines because they can be here, a great variety of restaurants, many motels, hotels that will be filled. So I think from the standpoint of tourism, this is the greatest thing that we really have that will draw a great number of people many times during the summer. Thank you.
Are there any other questions, comments on the bill? Senator Dotzler on closing.
All right. Well, thank you, Senator Black. You're correct about what you said. We have a gem here in Iowa. This is going to help NASCAR develop it further. I know that I've received a letter because I mentioned a cup race. And NASCAR said, you can't really talk about a cup race. We don't have a plan for a cup race. We're trying to develop what we got there. But I know that that's where we're going to head, in my view. Sorry, NASCAR. I'm going to say it. And it's going to take investment. And this is the type of a bill that can help with that investment to make Iowa the fastest short track on the planet, Senator Black, not the nation, but the planet. And I just ask for a voice vote.
Thank you. I would like to excuse
Senator Senate Bill 62. Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Okay. Wish to be recorded? Okay. Yeah. The motion is approved, and the bill will move to the calendar as committee bill.